At any time did you have another calamity or happening that changed what you were doing in Circle?
When we were living there, well, the biggest thing was the fire in 1969. We had a fire that destroyed our home, the store, and our home, and everything, actually. Everything that we owned was gone up in just a matter of hours. And it was an electrical fire. It started with our generator was got running too fast and caught the wiring on fire, and we didn't have the proper equipment there and things to put it out. And it was an old building. It was an old saloon, many years old, so it just went up like a box of book matches. It was so dry. And it was, luckily for us, my grandmother's house was right next door, so we did have a place to stay. Just moved in there. And after much thought and what to do, we decided to rebuild. So we did rebuild, and rebuilt the log building that's there, standing there now. And just rebuilt, and what was that, 71, we started building. And so we were there until 77. Got tired.
I've heard from other people that during when your house is on fire like that, you think of very strange things to take with you. What did you choose to take with you?
Oh, gosh. What was it? What the heck was it? My camera, I guess. I was, we went, Dick Hutchison went in the house. He went in our bedroom, and he closed the door to the rest of the house so all the smoke wouldn't come in. And I was standing outside, and I said, "Hand me my camera. It's around on the other side of that box." So he handed me the jewelry box, my jewelry box. It had a lot of gold nugget jewelry, earrings in. He handed it to me, and I said, "No, not that. Hand me the camera that's on the other side of it." And Dick took it back and set it back in the house. And then I took the camera and went on.